This poem is from a series I'm working on about the rise and fall of small town stores, much like my father's, from which he made what today would be considered a very implausible fortune. It's called Nickel a Point. My father and his gin rummy cronies, with their Seagrams, cigarettes, and cards, playing for a nickel a point. With every hand, they cement their image as the new world's self-made men. They've escaped the world of their fathers, and they know there is no going back. All I know is they arrived on these shores with nothing but the cliches on their backs. Not one word of English or two coins to rub together. Not three candles to light the Sabbath Queen's way in the dark. Not four buttons to keep their pants from falling, or five feathers to gauge which way the wind blows. Not six sardines between them to smear between seven slices of bread. Not eight pickles to peddle door to door, or nine needles to dazzle the world with the precision of their stitch. For every job, the sign proclaiming Jews need not apply. For every door shoved open a crack, 10 fingers grabbing for purchase. All they know is here they are, the newly minted Main Street moguls, beaming in front of the stores that bear their names. Reese Ladies Wear, Shapiro Shoes, Pearlman Jewelry, Burger Boys and Menswear, with room at the end of every sign for the triumphant words and son, like the space left on the family headstone for the next in line to die. Thank you.